the meeting to order. Pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any additions or changes to the agenda? We're having problems with the virtual system, so we're recording this as we used to. Okay, approval of last meeting's minutes. Any questions? Take a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the April minutes.
Second.
Okay, approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we've got two people, one's in a, gets called into a meeting, the other one's going to be here in a little while. Two other council members. Okay. She can assign this. First thing on the agenda is a request for pay grade increase by Mary Wirtz. It's not for Mary, though.
Well, no, it is not. Thankfully, I am paid by the state of Indiana, and that's something I have to work with you on. I hope that all of you have had an opportunity to read the letter I submitted. I have extra copies if anyone would like to review it. Just my description of what the court security officer bailiff does for the court and why I believe the pay grade increase is needed. Would anyone like an extra copy?
Mary writes the best and most thorough letters.
Well, you know, I went to school a long time and had a lot of training, so let me just kind of encapsulate what I said in the letter. The court security officer bailiff position is a unique position, one that I don't encounter much when I work in other court houses. He serves as both the security officer for the entire building. He is responsible for the security plan. He is responsible for making sure that all areas of that courthouse, both inside and outside, are safe and secure. He supervises the court security officer that works at the magnetometer, also ensures that all the training is done, the equipment is up to date, and really is a troubleshooter. Anything that happens in that courthouse, he knows about it. He's monitoring the video systems from his phone and from his desk. He's even working, I think, on the weekends sometimes, keeping track if anybody's coming in and out of the building. The other thing he does is as bailiff. A lot of times we think of bailiff as just ushering the jury in and out, but he serves a larger purpose there as well. The jury process requires the court to accumulate basically names of potential jurors from the jury management system that is governed by the Indiana Office of Court Services through the Insight program. He gets the list of names in the fall. He sends out all the mailers with my letter of invitation to be a juror. And also, once the responses come in with the jury summonses and questionnaires, he makes sure that all of them are entered into that system. Then when I need a certain number of jurors, he pulls a random list through that jury management system, personally calls everybody, which I'm telling you makes a big difference for our appearance rate, answers their questions, ensures that I get the information I need if somebody is unavailable due to illness or otherwise, and then I can make a decision, sometimes in consultation with the parties. But there's another element to that, which is kind of a jack-of-all-trades element. That courthouse, there are maintenance issues, and he is always on top of those. We used to have Rick Fox that did a lot of this, which was to, if there was something that needed to be done, and I think I pointed out two things that he's working on right now. One is the metal staircase, and the other is the bricks on the front. He's the one getting people to come and give estimates. He's the one working with the commissioner's office to determine whether an estimate will be accepted or not. If a contract is signed, he's the one that's making sure that the work is done. He just manages all those things for that building. He also is integral to ordering supplies. The other thing, I tell you, the use of the Zoom so that we don't bring people over from the jail as frequently or have to have the sheriff transport from the Department of Corrections or other jails. He's the one that's scheduling all of those and making sure that these other jails are available to bring an inmate in for these meetings, saving the sheriff's office a lot of money in transports and their time and effort in bringing people over. He takes care of remands when somebody unfortunately needs to be taken from the courthouse directly to our jail and make sure that that goes smoothly. As you can be aware, people aren't happy all the time with decisions that are made in court. They're not happy with having to be there. And just having somebody that I can rely on to manage these situations and trust that they're done. And his demeanor is such that we avoid a lot of conflict because he is somebody that can talk through when people are upset and really makes a difference. So I've kind of tried to summarize why I'm asking for this. He is currently at a pay grade 11, which is the same as the court security officer that works at the magnetometer. He definitely works as a more supervisory role and a role that's very integral to my processes and also the security of that entire building and environment around it. So I am happy to answer any questions you may have about why I'm asking for this, if you have any.
No.
Okay, that's good.
Plus, he's a big guy, and it helps me.
It does help, just the presence.
Sorry to disappoint you, Mary, but we're not going to ask questions.
No, that's all right. I'm happy.
And just to go on the record for the rest of the council members, basically what she's asking for is another $5,860.81 a year. And that number would include the FICA at 7.65%. That also includes the 11.2% PERF. So basically a little over $400 a month.
All right.
What's the pay grade you requested?
I'm requesting a 15.
Okay.
Yeah, the delta is the pay grade 11 is 38,653.39, and the 15 is 43,584.66. So that's a $4,931 delta between the two.
This is a permanent change to the bailiff job description.
Well, no, the job description is actually included the court security / bailiff, and if I don't remember if I attached that to my request or not, but when the job description, I'm trying to remember if it was like that before we did the job description changes over, I think that was in 21. Definitely, all of those duties, I think, were added in, but I think a lot of, I can't remember how much that changed, but it is what it has been. It's just now kind of recognizing what the job is and what it encompasses in a pay situation, not just in the job description.
Okay. Anything else? Someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the judge's request to go from a pay grade 11 to a pay grade 15.
Is that for immediately or for 2024?
Usually they're for 2024. I mean, that's
right.
I know he would be happy.
Right. I was just clarifying, yeah.
But I think that's been the council's.
It has been.
Yes.
Has been.
So that would be budgeted that way for the coming year.
Right. It has been.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, guys.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thank you both for the job you do.
Yes. And next item is request for nursing department pay increase. It's TDS.
Well, I also sent you a letter, and Andy gave a spreadsheet a couple weeks ago talking about salary rates at 6-7 of our different surrounding county health departments and what they pay their nurses.
And about a few days after I sent it out, it had said, shown that Bartholdi County was paying our nurses $60,000 a year plus some change. And maybe a week after I put the spreadsheet together, they had increased their nursing salary to $78,000 a year. So out of the six counties that we checked on the nursing salaries, we're the lowest. And if we don't do something now, we're going to lose our nursing department, and then we will not have a health department on the nursing side. So what I'm requesting, really, if you remember when we started receiving the COVID reimbursement dollars, we put them in the 1159 fund, the health fund. But we put them in a miscellaneous fund, 50100, I think is the number of it. So what I'm really, all I'm asking is to take some of those dollars and move them up into the three nursing funds for payroll.
And those are COVID reimbursement, correct?
Right. It's not correct. The grant. It's the reimbursement. So Jim and I have been working, and because I would really like this to start in June. And with 2.5 nurses, it would be a little over $40,000. Right now, we have $244,000 in COVID reimbursement dollars. So then the next question is, okay, how can we sustain this in the following years? So in year, the following year, we put together probably about $100,000. And that would include PERF and hopefully a 3% raise for them. So that totals, and then the next year, so we got 23, 24, and 25. So that's a little over $200,000 that we would have. And the following year is that, actually prior to that, I'm sure you've heard about the Governor's Public Health Commission, that's before. Hopefully by then, I'm positive by then, we'll opt into that. And that, in a nutshell, is we're going to be part of the state budget. It will give us 80%, and we have to do a 20% match of what the DLGF has certified our budget for 3 years. So those are the funds that we're hoping to draw from in the COVID reimbursement dollars program.
And I want to add that with those funds coming from the state, you have to meet certain core guidelines. And if you don't have nursing staff to do it, you can't meet those core guidelines.
They started off at like 24, and now they've combined them into like 10 or 15. And the core services, are a lot of them we're already doing, like septic inspections, lead testing, and all that. But when we really break them down, those core services, out of the 15, the 10 of them, 10 of those core services, the nursing department is going to be responsible for. So we really need to get this third nurse hired that we've not been able to since June, because we pay them $22, $24 an hour. So really, all I'm asking is to move some dollars up from the 501 miscellaneous line up to their payroll line.
Any questions?
Do you have anything on it, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, I've got severe pain in my shoulder, so if I grimace, I just not feeling it. We're talking about a $10 an hour bump.
Right.
In salary. Great. Okay. And for the rest of you, all in for until 12/31/23, we're talking about $40,409 additional. Teresa has done an enormous amount of work, thank you, in verifying and went in and audited the 1115 fund. So there's plenty of cash in there to cash flow this request. And so, you know, I guess if I'm going to talk, I want to make a motion that we approve the $10 an hour increase. And this $10 an hour increase is to start the next pay rate. So our next pay date. So I don't know where
June
we
2nd.
Are. June 2nd. So this is to be implemented June 2nd, 2023. $10 an hour, that's for the 2.5 people.
Right.
Okay. And that we reappropriate the monies to cover that additional expense.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Are they on the pay grade? System the same as they. So, I mean, are they changing pay grades or?
They would have to change the pay grade. I'm not sure I don't have the details of the reason yet, but we'd have to change, absolutely.
Yes. I can email you and let you know. I don't know what that is right off the top of my head. I was more concerned about funds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so, what we're doing then is the $10 bump and then whatever
whatever, however that correlates to a pay grade increase.
Yeah, it's like a 33, 34, 35, because it's, what I've got on the pay grade is showing annual, it doesn't show the hourly wage.
Right.
It's going to put it that range.
But they're still doing, they have to do their core functions, and that would be what I would concentrate on in the pay grade change, that you have to meet these core functions. And if you don't, because you're down nurses, then, you know, that could prevent you from getting some money from the state as well. So I would definitely concentrate on those core functions. In that job description.
Anything else?
All right, so we got a motion, we got a second.
Yep, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Good question. Is June 30th, if I recall, June 30th is your cutoff for all the other departments to ask for pay bumps for 2024?
I believe it's the end of June, yes.
End of June?
Yeah. Don't spread any words.
Do what?
Don't spread any ideas.
It always helps. I mean, when people, they come in and the budget hearings, and then they forgot that you guys had a June 30th deadline to ask for more money.
I know. We still got a tough budget here this year with all the health expenses. So, okay. Next item is appropriations.
Thank you, guys, for coming.
Public Defender Board requesting additional appropriations from the general fund. $1,000 to contract services, $1,000.30100.000.0271, in the amount of $30,000.
Okay, thank you. I'm Rick Kelly on behalf of the Public Defender Board. We would like to request an additional $30,000. We are just now one quarter into the year, and we've already spent $31,874.34. Plus, right now, I have a bill for Public Defender Dan Reuter, who is a contract public defender for over 20 hours for $9,370. If I take all of the contract money and move it into that over 20 fund, I would have $100 left in contract type items, and that's it. So we do get 40% reimbursement from the state, and right now we requested for the first quarter, which would be where we spent $31,000, we have requested $21,934.68, but that includes salaries for the public defenders as well. So $21,000, and that goes to the general fund. So we don't see that. And I've used that as, I think, an argument whenever we've had a raise. The other part of it was in 2022, we left money on the table, about, if I remember right, $20,000. We had two outside the county public defenders that were assigned by Judge Wirtz to that, and we did not receive their bills until 2023.
Okay, any questions?
Yeah, I've got probably several here. Okay. Yeah, it looks like for 2023, the public defenders department, we allocated, and I don't know if this is accurate, but what I've got based on my data, 205,804.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And what expense account is it that you need more money for?
It's basically within the contract realm.
Okay, I've got contract services.
Yes.
I've got a contract public defender.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to?
Contract public defender is kind of a set amount similar to three employees that we have. So one chose not to be employed, but rather to be a contract public defender.
Yeah, because I've got $36,223.24 allocated for that line item.
Yes.
And then you got contract services.
That would be basically a salary to him periodically, although it's a contract rather than salary.
Right. Yeah, because he's a public defender.
He runs
as a contract public defender. The other three are employees.
Right. So they're actually W-2 employees.
Yes.
With benefits and all nine yards.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
And what pay scale do they pay that?
$36,000.
Plus free medical and everything else. So there were about 55.
He doesn't take the medical, though.
Okay.
Right. So he's the same salary.
Tell him we appreciate that.
Yeah, not salary. Well, he's the same contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like you said, they're not a 80 hours.
They're only 30 hours a week.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, so you're asking for another 30 grand.
Right.
Out of the general fund.
Correct.
You've got surplus in the overall general fund. And what's the total surplus?
It's like 500,000 right now.
And we will be reimbursing this fund as we go. So when we hit the second quarter.
So the cash in a brown paper bag, is that how that works?
Yeah. Now, the state reimburses this, and it does not go to us in the public defender fund. So we go 200,000, so I don't remember the total that we got last year, maybe 70,000 came back. So our real budget's only like 130,000,
150,000. Okay. We have four public defenders?
Four public defenders. Three are employees.
Yeah, and one is a contract.
Right.
1099.
Right. So that doesn't include, the 31,000 does not include, we've spent a total of 46,000 on contract type items. Yeah. That includes his contract pay, which is the same as the other, 36,000.
Okay. So we're not on the contract, the 1099 person, that's not like, you know, 30 hours billable hour.
Right.
So it's just a
correct.
It's more of a, it's a salary. It's a,
we call that a stipend now.
Stipend.
We had to kind of re-go over this because of some of them are they've got college loans that if they are in this for I think it's 10 years, then that can be forgiven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
So that's
so our they do community work, which is this is what's considered
this.
Yeah, pro bono on our staff.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Does that help?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand the departments
right.
and what you guys do.
That's
and,
right.
you know,
exactly.
Because the only thing I don't know, and I'll just ask this because you're here and I can ask
absolutely.
It.
Yeah.
If you look at the caseload, and public defender, is that criminal or is that misdemeanor or is it misdemeanor?
It's criminal. Both. We don't get reimbursed for misdemeanor. But
okay.
criminal, we're reimbursed 40%. But yes, they handle misdemeanors. I don't know, the judge can tell you it's
they handle the child in need of services for people who are indigent, the termination of parental rights for people who are indigent.
Okay.
We have to appoint attorneys when people are in trouble with not paying their child support, and the state of Indiana brings that action. So they get appointed on those cases.
Okay.
So
that caseload, these people, is that a fairly high percentage then if we look at our overall caseload? If we did 1,000 cases a year, are 600 of them going to be involved in public defender?
In those categories, yeah.
Okay.
Another thing that hurt us is just over 20, but damn, that was a level one felony.
Okay.
So, and he had a co-counsel too, so we were paying over 20 to one of the employed public defenders, and so she can get experience as part of it, and then she can handle level one.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason we spent some money to have her co-counsel, plus it was helpful to Dan Reuter to have a co-counsel.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, the need for this came from the expense from the previous year.
A little bit. Somewhere, it's over 10,000. I don't remember the exact amount. I didn't look it up today, but we had an outside counsel, actually Bartlesville, there were two of them, that had cases that were assigned. Part of that was, I think, the degree of what that case was, but also we were short public defenders. And let me mention something else before this. We're going to be short another public defender. So Jennifer Wilson Reagan was just hired as the new magistrate. So Gary, I know I've talked to you before. We would like permission to hire. I don't know if it has to be permission, but Dave, we talked before too that we had some issues with hiring, so we want to make sure that the council's aware that we would like to hire that. And you also mentioned increase in our public defenders also this coming year. We'll increase the year. We talked about this. We talked last year whether we would bump them up a little in 2023. We're going to bite the bullet. So they're going from 36, if I remember right, to like $40,000. So that's the public defender commission, and that's how we get our reimbursement.
Appreciate knowing that.
Yeah.
When will she start as magistrate?
July 1st.
Okay.
All right. So I know Tom Barr has some resumes and we'll search, and I think the judge is telling me that Jennifer herself is going to reach out to some people, see if we can find somebody that will fill that position. We really need the four. We've had that for a while when Jim was on the public defender board.
Jim Roberts
was on the public defender board. At that time, we just saw we could do better rather than going outside and hiring what we call conflict public defenders at that time. So it helps us to have that fourth public defender.
Appreciate the update on that. Any other questions?
Can we go ahead and hire them when we start interviews in that process?
He's referred back before we have the request. That's not an effect.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. Yeah.
Thank you for
okay.
That.
So, want to make a motion?
All right, I'll make a motion that we allocate $30,000 for the Public Defender Board from the General Fund 1000 to the Contract Services 1000.30100.000.0271. That is one long number. So there's my motion.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Yes. Motion passed. The next item is the Hamlin Township Fire Protection District requesting additional appropriation from the general account in the amount of $200,000.
My name is Tom Williams. I'm the chairman of the Fire District Board, Mr. Gibbs. And I have Sandra Betty here. She is our consultant that we work with the State Board of Accounts and so forth. And we're here very interested in spending some of our money that we have. We have a fire department that's kind of in need right now. They've we had an EMS car that was wrecked, and then we have some radios we need to purchase, and we have our bottles that we have, our air bottles that we have, the firefighters use and everything, they're expired. So we're interested in, right now we currently have about $700,000 in the bank. We're interested in spending about $200,000 of it to give to the fire department to buy a new vehicle to perform EMS procedures and so forth, and to buy all new bottles. And also, we're in the process of purchasing 15 new Motorola or 800 megahertz radios, and also 4 mobile radios for our trucks. And so that's what we're here for, to get appropriations for the $200,000. We have, we'd like to take $100,000 from, we'd like to have $100,000 from the general fund, and also $100,000 from our community fire department, fire fund.
Any questions?
$100,000 from your general fund.
We'll make sure that's clarified for
everyone. Right now, we have $446,000 sitting in that fund. So that's basically, we want to have it appropriated. So like you say, we can help out the fire department.
Is there any insurance reimbursement from the wrecked vehicle?
I don't know. It was an old sheriff's car that we had that we were using to make EMS runs. And we've all already looked to purchase a new Ford truck that has a cap on it and everything that would really help us out a lot more. We cover a lot of the area, back up a lot of our other departments in the area. If you talk to anybody around here, we've got quite a few members, and so we do quite a bit around the area.
Yeah, I've got Stan, and you guys are pretty active all over the place.
Yes.
They answer your question, I'm going to say no. I've not seen any come to the bank.
Two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive truck?
I'm sorry?
Two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive truck?
Four-wheel drive.
Help you.
Got to have one in the truck, yeah.
Anybody else? Questions?
Nope.
I'll make a motion.
Scott's got a motion question.
Mr. Lincoln, first of all, I know you guys do fantastic work across the county, you've got some great volunteer days, so thank you for that. I'm curious, do you have any chance to look into grants for those radios? I know those are something that all of our departments probably need. And so I'm a little concerned about spending the general fund money that is kind of a tax on countywide taxpayers to fund just one district. And I know there's a kind of a countywide issue there. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are ahead of this curve and early adopters of what I think is kind of the future of our communication. So fully understand that. But curious about grants. First off, then I got a follow-up question.
We haven't, but that is something we can look into for next year if you'd like us to. I know a few years back, there was a grant out that did give money to some of the volunteer fire departments, but I don't know if that grant is still in effect.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you with that. I know we've got a new grant administrator on board, ARRA out of Columbus, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe we can allow them to assist you in that effort. I'd be happy to help you on that. The other part I was curious about is, you know, this. You guys have a really unique financial situation. Sounds like you've got a, you know, it sounds like a lot of funding in your grant, in your fund, but, you know, $500,000, $700,000, whatever it is, very quickly. I'm curious, and I've got a follow-up question, but do you have a plan for capital expenses of that remaining, what it sounds like $600,000 left in your fund, and then there's $400,000-$500,000, sounds like, in the fire fund. Are those, I think those are two separate funds, by the way you mentioned it, but just to clarify that.
I guess, is your question, what are we planning on doing with our reserves?
Yeah, you got some reserves that are pretty healthy. I don't know how it compares to the other departments. And again, it's kind of, you know, but yeah, do you have, is there a reason why you would not want to spend that $100,000 out of that fund versus the general fund? I mean, as an example, maybe you have a planned expense that you're securing those funds for.
I really don't have any additional budget in my other funds. The Cume Fire Fund, they only have like $135,000 in it. So that's why we were doing the other $100 out of our general fund.
It's not our general fund.
So yeah. Tell them that.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
It's their levy.
It's the Hamlin Fire
It's the Hamlin
district.
Fire
the district has their own levy.
General fund.
Oh. Okay, gotcha. That helps. I think that helps. I'm good. Thank you.
Over the years, they've been very frugal with their money. That's what it is.
Yes.
It is good.
Any other questions?
For expenses like this.
Yeah, the only thing I want to clarify, Scott, is I don't think, this is Jim Kemp, I don't think we've got a contract. Gary, we didn't sign a contract, we did not have a contract with ARA in Columbus.
No contract, no, but they will, we could arrange an expenses.
Right, but Scott said something about ARA in Columbus.
He knows so that the is,
I understand that, but we don't have any agreement in place with them as it stands right now. I just want to make sure that...
Fine, no, we don't.
Yeah.
No, okay.
We can explore this. I personally know Trina Carter, who works for
it. Typically, having worked with them for quite a while, in both county and town government, we don't... I mean, just say we have a contract, maybe it's too strong, but I think what and maybe we can clarify this, but my understanding is that they're available to the county, whatever format that takes, and I think it's probably a membership of the county, a fee there, based on our population. But what the way I'm used to working with them is, you know, if we have them under an arrangement where we can access their services, we can, like in this case, say, hey, ARA, this public safety entity within Brown County is pursuing, you know, communications equipment.
And then if they locate a grant, what happens is ARA typically gets an administrative fee out of that grant to fund their work. It doesn't come out of the town or county's budget. It comes out of the grant itself.
Yeah, I understand all that, Scott. I understand all that, but I don't know what you realize is Gary and I had a meeting with ARA a number of weeks ago. I think the town of Nashville has an agreement in place. Their business model is completely different than most private sector grant administrators, and that they operate somewhat like a co-op. And there has to be a membership agreement in place, and we as a county do not have that agreement in place currently. So, you know, we discussed that with them. It might be something we may want to take a look at some point in time down the road, but right now I think it's way too premature to look into an agreement, a co-op agreement with ARA. So,
okay, that makes sense. And if we don't have that membership in place, I would say, you know, just from my experience, it's sometimes when you need those services. If we don't get something in place ahead of time, what will happen is it will be too late to secure their purposes, their services. And so I would suggest, you know, maybe at our next meeting, we discuss, you know, membership fee. And I think it would be like $7,000 or $15,000. I don't think it's a huge thing, but that would get us, you know, we could make $100,000 on one grant. It clearly pays for itself. So, okay, understood. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
Well,
we got a second.
I'll second.
I thought Judy, didn't you make a motion?
Well,
she started to. Let's start over. Let somebody make a motion. Make a motion, Judy.
I make a motion that we allow the Hamblin Fire Protection District requesting an additional appropriation from their general account in the amount of $100,000 and from your
cumulative
fund for $100,000 to total $200,000.
Second.
Second. Motion made. Second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate your work. Okay.
Is that it?
That's basically it. Motion adjourned.
Nope. One more thing, please. Add to your calendar. You need to talk about a change of 100 grand that we've discovered.
Change? What do you mean?
We found a mistake within the accounting back in 21. The health department was supposed to put $100,000 into the health trust fund, and it didn't go there. So we need to, and it's still there. I've done all the audits, done all the research. We need to move that money into the health trust fund. We didn't want to do it without.
Yeah. So moving 100 grand out of 1159 over 4700?
Yes.
And even doing that, she's still fine with her request. It's still good.
And that's money that was supposed to go for that anyway.
Yes.
It just didn't. Yeah. So it's still sitting where it was.
Yeah.
Instead of where it's supposed to belong to.
Yep.
So I'll make a motion we move $100,000 out of the 1159 fund over to the 4700 fund.
Second.
All right. Moved and second. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passed. Motion to adjourn.
Hey, did you guys already talk about the negative balance thing that we asked last time we were together?
You mean on the 4700 account?
I don't know. I thought it was in the general account.
Negative balance for?
So if you remember three meetings ago or whatever, we had Baker Tilly and we were scraping together a bunch of money for a different purpose. We found a different way of satisfying that purpose. The last time I suggested we consider taking some or most of that money and applying it to the negative balance carryover from 2021 to 2022,
yeah, I remember.
To 2023. So and then I heard somebody say, no, we found a different way of covering that.
Which
so,
we did. So we have, we'll be having, putting money into it.
So you need it?
Yeah.
So no actions required of us?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Motion to adjourn. Someone wants a second that?
Got this.
Okay, we adjourn.
We adjourn.
Yeah, right.